If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is March the 7th, 2024, and today the topic is like fine wine. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, happy Thursday. I hope that you guys had a wonderful Wednesday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. I spent most of the day trying to woosah and things of that nature. I know I had a bunch of conversations and whatnot. I feel like I'm trying to remember how it went. Oh, yeah. I had some like church conversations, then I also had a conversation with a friend of mine, things of that nature, and then I tried to just rest and woosah because I knew I had to work last night. So that's pretty much the main details of yesterday. Yesterday was a Madam Miraculous Miracle Lab day. So, you know, that was good overall. I mean, you know, I kind of was inspired by the glow theme that we're currently in. And so I just kind of, you know, talked to the kids about letting their light shine and things of that nature, and you know, ways that they could do that and stuff. So hopefully, again, the conversations and the lessons and whatnot that at least that I'm a part of creating and things like that are resonating with the kids and hopefully are encouraging them and inspiring them in their life. I guess I got a lot of things on my mind this morning because I took some time to go ahead and read more of that leadership book that I was telling you guys about, that the I guess you would say manager, director over the kids ministry wanted us or challenging us to read. And so I took in a lot of information about like more leadership information, but then more so about like, I guess how to hire people and then also training them, things of that nature. And it's given me a lot of, I guess, good things to reflect on and think about. But afterwards, I started to focus. I'm like, let me go ahead and listen to the prayer meditation and everything like that. And as I was, well, right before I was getting ready to do that, ultimately, I noticed that I saw the phrase fine wine like twice this morning. Once I saw it on Instagram, because I know you guys know Miss Jackie Hill Perry, right? Well, her, I guess it was her birthday recently, or I saw a birthday post from her husband. So I don't know when her birthday is, but I saw it today. And he, you know, of course, was saying that, you know, she's aged like fine wine, X, Y, and Z. But then I went elsewhere. I think it was like on the main page of Google or whatever, right? And I'm scrolling, I'm looking, and next thing I know, I see fine wine again. So it stood out in my heart and mind to just kind of look into. Then I listened to the prayer meditation. After I did that, I started to go deeper about this concept of fine wine, and here we are. So let's go ahead and get into it, okay? I'm sure we know that phrase, you know, oh, you like fine wine, you get better with time, right? but this is what the meaning said when I looked it up this morning. It says, to say someone ages like fine wine is to say they get better over time. It could be a cursory observation about, say, smooth skin, or it could be a deeper comment about personal growth. So that really stood out to me this morning. I mean, more so the personal growth aspect, because I think a lot of times when we do hear that phrase, oh, you like fine wine, it is kind of referring to the outer appearance of a person. Usually a woman, I feel like I hear more about women than anything, but yeah, it was something about that personal growth part that was really standing out to me this morning. So again, I'm going deeper and stuff, and I'm going to my usual places, you know, openbible.info, godquestions.org, you know. But I felt led to just kind of Google this morning. So I just plugged in Bible and like fine wine. And so I ended up coming across this article called Clothing, Wineskins, and Wine by David C. Grab. And that's G-R-A-B-B-E. And there just was a couple of quotes that stood out to me that I felt led to write down. But you guys can go check out the article for yourself and see what else the Lord wants to reveal to you through that. But here's the quotes that stood out to me in that article. One of them said, as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that wine is aging and maturing within us. So, I mean, we know that we're all called to grow and mature, you know, it doesn't benefit anybody to stay stagnant and keep doing the same things over and over, you know, things of that nature. But I'm sure I'll go deeper about that in a second. Here's the other quote that stood out to me as well. It says, he is looking forward to savoring us because of what he will have produced in our lives if we allow him. I mean, I guess it's clear which part stood out to me the most in that quote, if we allow him. You know, what could the Lord do with us if we allow him? You know, hopefully I'm an example this morning, you know, and who knows, he probably could do way more in me if I allowed him. So that's something to think about. You know, I don't know where you are in your life. And, you know, are you at the place where you are growing spiritually? You're spiritually maturing and becoming like a fine wine? Or, you know, are you still in grape stage? You know, are you still the seedling? I don't know. But either way, you know, again, I believe that according to what the Bible is telling us, that God wants to continue to work with us, for us, through us. And he loves us that much and cares about each and every one of us individually, that he has created these amazing plans for each and every one of us. And but it's up to us to walk in those plans and to walk in his way and things of that nature. So just something to think about. Let's get to some verses, okay? Isaiah 25 and 6, it says, on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food, full of marrow, of aged wine, well-refined. Now, this, of course, sounds like a great feast, a great party, a nice dinner, you know, something like that. That sounds good. But I believe that article went deeper about the concept of it not just being about, you know, a celebration or feast or something like that. It's, again, that process of becoming a fine wine. And I guess what's standing out to me in this verse, as I say that, is the phrase well-refined. Like, again, now you guys know I got my one of my side hustles, my, you know, hustles from home is miracleofwine.com. But you guys know I have coined myself the wine amateur. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everything, right, about the process of wine. But the little bit that I do know lets me know that it is a process, right? It is different stages, perhaps of maturity, different stages of refining and things of that nature, just like a diamond, right? Just like a pearl, just like anything. And so that, I guess, is a value, is going to take some type of process to get to where it needs to be. You don't just start off as a fine wine unless God made you that way. I mean, you know, God can do what he want to do. But usually there's some type of process to go through. And so, again, I don't know where everybody listens to the sound of my voice, where you are on the process and things like that. But I hope that you are becoming refined so you can be a fine wine versus staying in the seed stage or staying in a stage where you're not, again, spiritually maturing. There was another verse that I came across that was John 2 and 16. It says, and said to him, everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. You guys, everybody knows about that miracle, right? The first miracle, the miracle of wine. I, you know, coined my wine business after that name, you know. I named it in honor of that, the first miracle. Yes, of course, my name as well. But the fact that it doubles as the first miracle, I just felt like it just really fit. And so this is the quote that the, I guess, host was saying and things of that nature. And yeah, okay, he might have just been talking about the way that they serve wine in the past. You know, you put the good drinks out first, or the good wine in particular, we're talking about right now. Put the good wine out, then you put the, you know, maybe not so good wine out later on in the party, right? But then this quote is telling us that it was noticed that it was done differently in this scenario. But I would say what stood out to me in this particular quote is the part, it's just saying, but you have kept the good wine until now. For me, what stood out to me as I was reading that this morning was just pretty much, I guess, reminding me that God can do whatever he want to do, you know, and he's going to do it how he want to do it. We might think that, again, there's a certain way that this is supposed to go and be. You know, the people usually put the good wine out first, you know, and you did something different, you know. Now, yeah, they're saying that in a, I guess, a way that's kind of like, seems like to be a little bit in awe, seems to be like, you know, in a praise type of way. But again, I think I just was reminded as I was reading that this morning that, hey, man, again, God, I already said it, can do what he want to do, you know? And so, again, to expect anything different from him is just, I mean, I don't know if that's wise for us. I think, you know, maybe we should expect the unexpected, or, you know, or expect what his word says and things of that nature. So that was just, again, a little side note to think about when it comes to this conversation about just fine wine in general. But yeah, let's go ahead into this next verse that I felt led to write down this morning, because after I went deeper about just fine wine in general, I started to feel led to go deeper about spiritual maturity. And now we know that this is, you know, in the Bible, they refer to this as, you know, milk versus the meat, things of that nature. So this verse is pretty much reiterating that. And it's 1 Peter 2:2. It says, the newborn is, excuse me, the newborn infant long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. So that could be like newborns. But you guys can look at that verse for yourself and make sure, again, that I read that correctly. But again, what is standing out here is saying, like newborns, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, that it may grow up, that by it you may grow up into salvation. Again, starting with the milk, so you can be able to grow and mature to the meat. Again, like a lot of people like to focus, and I feel like over the past couple of days I've been talking about this whole Cat Williams thing, and, you know, this idea of, you know, all these different spiritual things going on, aliens and all kinds of things like that. And we're fascinated by all of those things, which, hey, I mean, of course, you know, anybody would be, you know, especially those who haven't witnessed with their own eyes certain things that people are, you know, saying is happening and stuff like that. But again, sometimes we're not ready for meat, right? Sometimes we're not, you know, at the place where we can receive that type of information until we can receive the spiritual milk. And so I guess I was just going to wrap this up by saying, you know, if you want to go deeper about spiritual maturity, I pretty much just go to openbible.info and plug in spiritual maturity, and hopefully the verses that the Lord wants you to know will stand out to you by going to do that on your own. I mean, I guess what I'm receiving overall about this conversation about fine wine is that, yes, we're all going through a process, and prayerfully we're on the process to becoming refined, right? To becoming fine wine and things of that nature. And it might take you a little bit more time than others, but don't be discouraged by that. You know, again, God does things in his timing and things of that nature. And even like the other verse was saying about the wine that got brought out later and things like that, you know, there's nothing wrong with the way that God wants to do things. So, I mean, ultimately the juice is, you know, go through your process, go ahead, start with the spiritual milk, mature to meat, and become refined. And that's the juice. That is the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Revelations 4 and 11. It says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Now, y'all know, tomorrow is Friday, so we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out. Our guest will be the lovely Miss Grace Tran. She is one half of the podcast / coaching team. Her and her husband, their website is withthetrans.com. And you guys can find more about her and her endeavors tomorrow if you tune in to the GSL Talk Show. So, yeah, man, y'all have a great, great Thursday, and I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Hey, ladies, are you looking for love? Not just any kind of love, a faithful love. Well, visit faithforamate.com. There you'll find an amazing course curated for Christian women just like you that's full of insightful and practical information from the Word of God. So don't delay. Visit faithforamate.com and find a husband naturally.